I've just boarded an Aer Lingus regional aircraft, an ATR-72, at Dublin Airport en route to Glasgow for a few days with work. And I've just had an interesting experience whilst preparing for boarding, where the photograph of my passport doesn't resemble my current look as closely as it once did. So the lady had to give a second look at me. I suppose I should be grateful that they do actually check these things. But it made me just reflect for a little while on you know, how people see us and what our image portrays. As some of you will have noticed on Facebook updates and photographs over the last 9 months or so, I have embarked on a weight management program to return to what I feel is my optimal weight and fitness, and that's involved the shedding of a significant amount of excess baggage, to use airline parlance. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't actually see any difference, so to speak, in terms of my appearance. I still look like I feel I always did. And yet, when I looked at my photograph this morning, my first time to look at that passport photograph in almost a year, I can see a considerable difference. And I now see what people see and what some friends have said to me when they asked me, was I all right or was I ill when I lost so much weight. I'm very much all right and not ill. In fact, I've never been feeling better. Excuse all the background noise on this aircraft as we're getting ready to depart. I'm going to push the publish button in a moment, so it'll appear in cyberspace, no doubt, as I'm crossing the Irish Sea to Scotland. So how do we view ourselves? What do we look like in our own eyes when we look into a mirror? I'm going to reflect more on this, because one of the things that it has opened up for me is an insight into how people see themselves when they have an eating disorder. I think of anorexia nervosa, I think of bulimia. When we look at one image in the mirror, now time for safety announcement, so I must go. Safety announcement is waiting for another little while. So it's made me think about how we view ourselves and what it is perhaps to have body dysmorphic disorder, where we see one image in a mirror and yet that may or may not actually reflect how we physically look to the outside world. So we'll think a little bit more about that another day. And also I'd love to share some more with you about a fantastic makeover which Heather and I were given as a result of this weight management program, which we both thoroughly enjoyed yesterday afternoon. So now I must go, as we're about to have our safety announcement.